This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue.
The House has approved an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. After the vote, Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans do not take this responsibility lightly and will not prejudice the investigation's outcome. He added the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore. Despite concerns from some in the party about a lack of evidence, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer pointed out every Republican voted for the inquiry.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin likened this to a mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit. It's a what is it?
No evidence has emerged President Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hamas is speaking out about post-war plans for Gaza. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Ismail Haniyeh, the militant group's supreme leader, has said any plans for Gaza that do not involve Hamas are an illusion and mirage. The U.S. wants the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority, led by Mahmoud Abbas, which administers parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank, to also govern Gaza. The U.S. also wants to revive the long-defunct peace process to negotiate the creation of a Palestinian state.
Russian President Putin is vowing this morning that there'll be no peace in Ukraine until his goals there are achieved. He's been holding a news conference this morning. In Wyoming today, a judge may decide an issue having to do with Wyoming's abortion bans, whether to strike down, affirm, or hold a trial over the abortion bans. This is AP News. Now to the breakthrough entertainers of the year. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
The Associated Press has named its five breakthrough entertainers for 2023. Actor Charles Melton says he was walking dogs and working Chinese takeout 7 years ago. His buzzworthy performance in the film May December pushed him to the forefront this year. Actor Lily Gladstone's role in Killers of the Flower Moon has put her into Oscar consideration. Musician and actor Renee Rapp says she worked hard for her success, but she also never thought about failing.
I was also really fortunate to have that delusion of I'm doing that.
Musician Chris Bowers has created music for films like The Color Purple, Haunted Mansion, and Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. Ayo Edebiri made a name for herself with roles in the series The Bear and the teen comedy movie Bottoms. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Gas prices are still falling. Gas is $3.10 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.